Here's exactly 140 characters for you. Influential investors think Twitter has yet to live up to its promise, leading to a change at the top. The CEO is out. The co-founder is in. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Twitter-style communication in 140 characters or less was supposed to revolutionize our social relations. It was supposed to revolutionize the news industry. It was supposed to revolutionize advertising. The sense among investors that Twitter has not quite pulled off its promise has led to a change of leadership. CEO Dick Costolo is stepping down with co-founder Jack Dorsey in until a new chief can be identified. Nate Elliott follows the social media business as principal analyst at Forrester Research.
He's got to give people more reasons to come back to the site every day. If you don't have users, you don't have a business. And the fact is, it looks like somewhere in the neighborhood of 3/4 of the people who've ever signed up for Twitter no longer use the service. That's a lot of people. And if he can offer new features and functionality, he might be able to get some of those people back on the site, and that would be a step in the right direction. They also need to do a better job of offering marketers value. I mean, we're hearing from advertisers today that not only are they much more likely to advertise on Facebook than on Twitter, but they're getting more value for their money on Facebook as well. So Twitter needs to step up its use of data for ad targeting and step up its use of creative formats for marketers as well.
Costolo will be out by July the 1st. There are moments like this in many a high-stakes negotiation, but talks between Greece and its European creditors seem to have broken down yesterday, apparently putting the onus on Greece to come up with a new offer or default on its debt. This doesn't mean the negotiation is over. It does not mean default is inevitable. But I asked the BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker, if the European financial system is more prepared now in case of a Greece default compared to 3 years ago.
If you look at what's happening in the bond market, borrowing costs of the likes of Spain and Italy, which were 3 years or so ago painfully, dangerously high, are now perfectly affordable. And that's got a lot to do with actions taken by Eurozone governments in terms of the progress they've made towards banking union. But perhaps more than anything, it's got to do with the actions taken by the European Central Bank. There was Mario Draghi's statement that the ECB would do whatever it takes to save the Eurozone. And now that they've embarked on their own program of quantitative easing, buying Eurozone government bonds in the markets, that in itself is doing an awful lot to take the pressure off borrowing costs of governments that a few years ago were really rather struggling.
Citing unnamed sources, Germany's Bild newspaper today is reporting the German government is no longer ruling out a Greek default. Now let's check numbers. The German DAX index is down about 0.1%. The 100-share index in London is down 0.4%. The euro is down to under $1.12, a drop of 0.6%. Stock index futures in the U.S. are down slightly. In 3 hours, we get the results of the University of Michigan's latest survey of our mood as consumers. Yesterday, we got a strong retail sales report for May. And after dipping earlier this year, consumer sentiment is expected to be up in this fresh reading, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Economists will tell you what drives consumers to be more upbeat and willing to part with their hard-earned cash is mostly jobs. And job creation is strong right now. Wages are up too, says Jamie Cox at Harris Financial Group in Richmond, Virginia.
People are employed, people's houses are selling, and I think people are not worried about what markets are doing, and they're not worried about their neighbor losing their job.
Cox says the folks he advises are renovating houses and going on nice vacations for the first time in years. So is it a new normal for American consumers throwing off the shackles of recessionary frugality? Not quite, says David Schick, a retail analyst at Stifel.
We're not so far removed from the financial crisis. We have new college grads whose spending attitudes were forged during a time when consumers had to be quite careful.
Schick says the growth in retail isn't being driven by wealthy consumers right now, but by lower and middle income people. That's because their jobs and wages are coming back. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is listener-supported. To keep our coverage relevant and compelling, please make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount counts twice, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from Newman's Own Foundation. Help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by June 30th. So how many American lawyers does it take to honor the Magna Carta? On Monday, it's 800 years since King John over there signed away some of his power under duress. The Magna Carta is also a foundational document for these United States. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Mark Wallace, who runs an historical reenactment company, is limbering up for his next job, slipping into some chainmail, not his favourite costume.
So it's jolly heavy, and you feel like when you're wearing it, there are two iron hands pressing you into the earth. So I'll wear bits of mail, but not the whole coat.
This weekend, Wallace and his colleagues will reenact the sealing of Magna Carta at Runnymede on the banks of the River Thames.
Our job, really, our task, is to bring alive the hidden stories of England's dynamic history.
This is one bit of England's history that seems to attract Americans more than the Brits. Among this weekend's visitors, a large gang of American lawyers, up to 800 of them, led by the head of the American Bar Association, William Hubbard.
This is a great opportunity for us to come and celebrate the foundation of much of the freedoms that we enjoy in the United States.
The only memorial to Magna Carta at Runnymede was put up in the 1950s by Americans.
9,000 American lawyers donated personal funds to construct this monument, and it's been rededicated on multiple occasions.
And will be rededicated again in a somber ceremony on Monday. But this anniversary celebration is also, in every sense, a bash.
Finish him up!
With some ferociously real displays of medieval combat, archery and jousting. Americans just love this stuff, says Diane Schadenberg, who's organised the jousting.
We've got lots and lots of history, especially the medieval stuff here. We're really looking forward to meeting them. We can take them around and show them stuff, and I know they'll be super excited to join in.
You're interested to meet 800 American lawyers?
Well, you never know when you need a good lawyer.
Finish him up!
Perhaps this weekend's combatants should be wary, with a few hundred personal injury attorneys in the audience. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our online digital producer is Tobin Lowe. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.